So we're glad you guys are here, that you come to worship with us, our great and wonderful God. And we have a whole lineup of Christmas songs today. So hopefully you guys are in the Christmas mood. So if you're inclined, please stand and we'll start our service.
Joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Sing all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Ye, Lord, we greet thee, for this happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
You may be seated.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm one of the elders here with the announcements for this morning. December 15th. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and ARC Sunday School, age 4 to grade 5, will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. There is a sign-up sheet starting for January at the Welcome Center if you would like to help out with this. If you're interested in being a greeter on Sunday, there's a sign-up sheet also at the Welcome Center. Community Christmas celebration is going to happen Thursday, December 19th at 7 p.m. at the Mournville Community Cultural Center, and all are welcome. We'll be having Christmas Eve service here Tuesday, December the 24th at 7 p.m. Check your church's email, your church's mailboxes, as they get fuller at this time of the year. If you don't have a box or would like one, please contact the church office or fill out a CREAM information card and we will give you one. If you'd like prayer today, there'll be people in the back corner to pray with you today. We're now going to have the Advent reading. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Today is the third Sunday of Advent Joy. This Sunday, we focus our attention with rejoicing at the arrival of God's kingdom with the coming of Jesus. We reflect on the salvation and restoration Jesus brings, which is cause for rejoicing and perseverance. Our reading today comes from Isaiah 35, verses 1 to 6, and it says,
"Even the wilderness and desert will be glad in those days. The wasteland will rejoice and blossom with spring crocuses. Yes, there will be an abundance of flowers and singing and joy. The deserts will become as green as the mountains of Lebanon, as lovely as Mount Carmel or the plain of Sharon. There the Lord will display his glory, the splendor of our God. With this news, strengthen those who have tired hands and encourage those who have weak knees. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you, and when he comes, he will open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like a deer, and those who cannot speak will sing for joy. Springs will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams will water the wasteland."
As we light the third candle today, we are reminded that God promises to bring us his everlasting joy.
Let's pray. Father God, today we shout for joy and sing praises for the birth of our Messiah, Jesus Christ. Because of your grace and love for us, you sent your Son to earth to gift us our eternal salvation. We repent of our sins and offer thanksgiving for all you have done for us. We await the return of your Son and are rejoiced.
Amen. If you're comfortable, please stand and we'll continue worshiping the Lord in song.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven, nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs implore, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Joy, unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, it rises in my soul, never lets me go. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. Joy, unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, it rises in my soul, never lets me go.
Love incarnate, love divine. Stars and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee. The savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born. He shall reign forevermore. Noel, Noel, the story of amazing love, the light of the world, give it for us, Noel. Son of God and Son of Man, there before the world began. Born to suffer, born to save, born to raise us from the grave. Christ the everlasting Lord, he shall reign forevermore. Noel, Noel, come and see what God has done. Story of amazing love, the light of the world, given for us, Noel. Noel, Noel, come and see what God has done. Amazing love, the light of the world, give it for us,
Star. All angels sang to lowly shepherds. Three wise men seeking truth traveled from afar, hoping to find the child from heaven. Falling on their knees, they bowed before the humble of peace. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praise that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you do. Oh Lord, bring an offering to you. Offering to you.
Let
The sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne, before the Holy One of heaven. Blood. It's only through your mercy that I come. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praise that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor at your due. Lord, I bring an offering to you.
I bring an offering
to worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that's your due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering to you.
Amen. Kids are free to go, and everybody else, find a couple of people and wish them Merry Christmas.
Good morning. They say that showing up is 9/10. So you've done really well to show up. Now we're going to work on the other 1/10. Whatever's going on in your life this morning, God is here. He is present. He has an incredible way of being able to engage our hearts right where we are. Not where we want to be, not where we were last week, where we are right now. And so I just encourage you as we sing, as we pray, as you hear the scriptures explained, that you would let him minister to your heart this morning. We're going to use a passage, I think in Corinthians this morning, to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in 2 Corinthians 1-3, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the source of every mercy and the God who comforts us. We are a people who have experienced the mercy and the comfort of God. Let us come before him now in silent expression of adoration and praise. Confession. Paul writes in Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4. We are confident because of our great trust in God through Christ. It is not that we think we can do anything of lasting value on our own. Our only power and success comes from God. Does this express the true focus and attitude of our own hearts and minds? Where have we placed our trust this week? Has it been in ourselves or in Christ? Let us confess the instances of selfish pride. Thanksgiving, chapter 4, verse 17, 18. For our present troubles are quite small and won't last very long. For our present troubles are quite small and won't last very long. Yet they'll produce for us an immeasurable great glory that'll last forever. So we don't look at the troubles that we can see right now. Rather, we look forward to what we've not yet seen. For the troubles we see will soon be over, but the joys to come will last forever. People of God, let us lift up our eyes from our many present troubles into the face of Christ. There'll be a time of unending joy. Life without sorrow and pain and suffering. Let us be thankful for those things that are eternal and the glory that is in work within us. Supplication, chapter 1, verse 8, 10, 11. We were crushed and completely overwhelmed. We thought we'd never live through it, and he did deliver us, and we're confident he'll continue to deliver us. He will rescue us because you're helping by praying for us. Are we or someone around us overwhelmed and need of a rescue? God hears our prayers. He will deliver. Let us bring a request before him now. We pray for Oliver and Michaela, for Bev and Brian, Corrine and Kevin and their family, for David, for Judy, for Angel, Cynthia and Jill, for Vicky and Donald, for Lou and Harold, Corrine and Isaac, for Michael and Tavia, for Ben and Marge, for Diane, for Shannon and Cam, for Matthew and Trina. Some of the places around the world, China, Colombia, Haiti, Syria, Israel, Gaza, Lebanon, for Canada and United States, God, we pray for healing in our land and peace in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are too weighty for us to bear. We cannot hold it, but we know that you can. And so we pray that you come in your goodness, your loving kindness, and grace, and lift us up. As a community of Jesus' followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray as Jesus has taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to sing one more song.
If you're comfortable, please stand.
Alleluia, alleluia, Christ the Savior of the world, He has come. Alleluia, alleluia, to the highest name above, alleluia.
Sing that again.
Alleluia, alleluia, Christ the Savior of the world, He has come.
Yeah.